Blog Talk Radio.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
I think I can take a pic. No, this isn't. Say hi, folks. Woo. This is what freedom looks like, ladies and gentlemen. This is what freedom looks like. Yeah, baby. Fantastic. Dead, Mason, stand right there next to Donald Trump. Right there. Hold on. Awesome. Looks like I got it. We are Patriot Nation Radio Live. We are out here in Weekiwachee at the State Park parking lot, and we are rocking and rolling with the Trump caravan is rolling in waves. They're coming in groups of like 10 or 15 at a time, because you know it's a long ride from St. Pete to Weekiwachee. Look at this. Let's go out here and see these nice guys with their awesome truck. How are you? The support is amazing out here, folks. Please come join the fiesta, the party. We're having fun. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show live on the street. It don't get no better than this, people. What's happening? Patriot Nation Radio Live. What's going on? We are live on the radio right now. My furthest fan is in New Zealand. His name is Carl. Carl, if you're watching, what's happening? It's 8 a.m. tomorrow over there. We'll talk to the future when he comes on. Look at this, folks. This is what freedom looks like.
You got it.
You know?
Proud day to be an American.
Hallelujah. Come on out, folks. We're down here. We're going to have ourselves a nice little flag-waving fiesta. Patriot Nation Radio's down here. We're hanging out. Folks, if you all like Patriot Nation Radio, I got a table over there with cards. Please tune in. Come on down, CeCe. Come on down, Dana. We're down here. We're going to be down here for probably till 5 or 5:30. And then me and Bianca and Mason are going to go get some food. Maybe at the Drunken Mall. It'll be great. Say hello to the great Donald Trump. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. He's out here rallying with us. We're having a good time. Hey, that flag's not big enough. Awesome. Tell us about the story about the flag.
We're live on Patriot Nation Radio right now.
My brother-in-law guarded Papa Trump, Bush, and he asked him if he wanted anything, you know, because he wanted to show his thanks. So he says, I want the flag out there in front of the White House. So he says, okay, go take it down. It's yours.
Holy moly. Hallelujah. Good stuff. Now, I'm thinking there's got to be more in this caravan than this. Is the caravan bigger? I don't see Chris here yet. Where's Chris? Folks, this is what freedom looks like. Patriot Nation Radio is doing its thing out here at Weekiwachee State Park in the parking lot. Please come join us if you're whatever you're into. We accept everybody in our presence. We love everybody. We are freedom-loving Americans here at Weekiwachee State Park. The guy's got the smallest American flag. Not offhand, but it's pretty fancy looking.
Yes, I'm gonna get a closer over there. this is awesome. We never expected all you.
What's that?
Thank you so much.
Chris and Chris Amp and a couple other people, two other guys put it all together. We're trying to find Chris now. I'll send her a message. Freedom, folks. I'm not sure. We've seen him pull in before. I didn't see him get out. Hold on a second, honey. What's happening? Patriot Nation Radio Live. What's going on?
We're here to support Trump.
Who's Trump again? This ain't the Biden rally? Oh, shit. I'm in the wrong spot. Oh, dang it. Thanks for coming out. Patriot Nation Radio Live. Cards on the table. Amen. Hallelujah. Hold on a second here.
Beautiful. Yes, sir.
Patriot Nation Radio Live here at the Weeki Wachee. We are looking for the organizer, Chris. I don't know if she made it here. Sent her a message. Freedom at its finest.
Yeah.
JoJo, what's happening? They are for. They go all the way down to the corner down there.
There's vendors, there's coolers, candy, there's everything down there
for everybody. I want candy. Can I go down there? Woo. We need to kind of go down the line here a little bit, maybe, and check it out. How many is with you? All right, Chris is on the way. Almost here. I feel like I got the Zoom on or something. All right, here you go, folks. Here's my little spot over here, tucked away in the corner. I'm tucked away in the corner over here, so if you come down and you want to be part of the fun and join me, Patriot Nation Radio, come down right here to my little spot. If you look down there, there's a huge crowd. I'm going to take a little stroll that way because it's really big. They didn't all pull into the parking lot here. They pulled in alongside the road. And now I have my hotspot with me so I can take the walk. Oh, no, I can't take the walk because then my radio show will blank out. No, only the equipment will. This will still go. My studio might shut down. But here we go.
Did you find that?
He was just over there a second ago. I don't know his name. And one of the organizers is almost here. They are at 52 here.
Past oh, okay. 52.
That was at 3:44, so
okay.
They should be here any second. If I knew that was action was all down there, I would have set up closer down there.
And
I got all my hot spots and everything over here.
Come over there. We like to introduce him to us, you know.
Right on.
All right. Thank you.
If I see him again, I see him a second ago. Hey, Mason. I don't know if my radio show is going to, the studio will kick off over there, but. Where's Mom? I can't go all the way down. Because then all my hot spots and everything turn off. All right. Does she know you're with me?
Yes.
Let's walk. Keep an eye out. We're walking down, folks. Here I go. I hope the radio show stays kicked in. But either way, I got the live feed going. Please share. We're heading down in this big crowd. Watch out. These guys turning in. Here we go, ladies and germs. Patriot Nation Radio live in the crowd. Here they come. We are Patriot Nation Radio live. What's happening, folks?
Hey, try.
Hello.
We are Nation live. Oh, shoot. Just went by and just threw a bottle out of town.
know?
Yeah.
Patriot Nation Radio Live, welcoming the caravan, Free County Caravan. Amazing stuff. How are you guys? Look at that. It's crowded down here, folks. Pretty amazing. The caravan's coming in groups of like 10 or 15 cars at a time. I guess they got separated, you know, along the way. It's a long route from St. Pete. Here you go. They're pulling in. Look at this guy cutting everybody off. The Biden folks are very angry. Tom Lemon's got attacked today at the Biden rally at the Spring Hill Waterfall earlier today. The tolerant left intolerantly attacks those who don't agree with their ideology. Let's go this way, son. Let's migrate through the crowd. Yeah, Trump supporters don't do that stuff, baby.
Yeah, Trump supporters don't attack. And some people who don't support that. It's wrong.
This is pretty amazing here, what's going on. This is what freedom looks like, ladies and gentlemen. Hear the support, folks, as the horns are blaring. The support is immense. This is what freedom looks like. This is the MAGA rally. Last hurrah before Election Day. You can't top it. Never seen anything like this. Stay up there, Mason. There's going to be... Where's your shoes? Why don't you have shoes on? Ugh, you guys, people are crazy. Kid's got no shoes. He's walking around in sand spurs. You get a few sand spurs, you're going to wear shoes everywhere you go. I guarantee it. Here we are, folks. Freedom. This is what freedom looks like, okay? Patriot Nation Radio broadcasting live from the Trump rally. If you're not familiar with my show, just go to blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation and link up. Here we got some bikers from 45. What's happening? Woo, they made it. Born to Rise with 45. Is George with you guys? Hey, where's Uncle George? Yeah, I see him. Yeah, they've laid out the big blue flag. That was awesome. God bless George Colello. George Colello is an amazing patriot. Look at this, folks.
It's highly annoying, but it just deletes the fact that it's annoying when it's just all for Trump.
We'll go down that sidewalk when we go back, Mason.
Okay.
What's happening? What's going on? How are you?
I'm killing with a mask, man. The crowd loves it.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Donald J. Trump.
Thank you very much. That's really nice. Thank you.
That's awesome. That's incredibly.
We will make America great again.
Amen. That's perfect. I got to stay with the little guy. Here he goes. He's going out into the crew. When you're in a crowd like this, folks, you know you're safe because there's probably 1,000 legally owned firearms here to keep us safe. I can't guarantee that. Don't hold me to it, but I would guarantee it. Stay on the sidewalk, Mason. Look at that, huh? Freedom, folks. Freedom at its finest. Patriot Nation Radio here and the gigantic Trump caravan flag-waving fiesta. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom at its finest. Look at this. We're all partying here on the corner. Find the candy truck, Paige, you can have it, bud. All right. We'll walk around the sidewalk. That's right, people. This is what freedom looks like. We made it to the end of the line. Look at that. Now we got to go find the organizer of the caravan, Chris. She's out here somewhere. She made it now to go find my rugrat. Patriot Nation Radio live at the Caravan Meet and Greet Flag Wave Fiesta. That's right, folks. Line will be muted by Facebook. We do not own the rights to this song.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, when I was at school, we used to sing something like this.
Yeah. The great Tom Levin.
How you doing, Robert? Are you live?
I'm live. Live on Patriot Nation Radio.
Great to see you. Great to see you. What a crowd today, huh?
Beautiful.
Really, it's like a huge party for America.
This is my son, Mason. Mason is his
dog. Mason,
how you doing? He just got attacked by Biden people this morning.
No, check the camera on you. You heard him on the air.
What's happening, folks? Mark Hoffman, Patriot Nation Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com/Patriot Nation. God bless America. Trump, 2020.
Hey, I'll be honest. Hey, there's my wife.
Sweet.
We never really live their lives Incredible turnout here at the last hoopla. Big gigantic caravan and flag wave like I've never seen before in my life. The enthusiasm for President Trump is pretty incredible at this juncture. I cannot remember ever seeing anything like this much enthusiasm, not even for hope and change, Barack Obama. amazing stuff here. We are looking for Chris. Yep. The horns are amazing. Oh, there he is. They found him. They wanted him over here. There. Look at that. This is incredible. The enthusiasm is unmistakable at this time in our history. It is absolutely on fire. Amazing stuff. Bikes are roaring, revving at engines as they pass by. Horns are blaring. People are cheering. It's incredible stuff. Sheesh, look at that. It's probably at least a quarter mile long of people standing with their flags. George Colella's niece is there with Born to Ride for 45 right there, folks.
Way over 200 people.
George Colella made it out to Washington, D.C., and they draped the back the blue American flag across the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. They did that today. Or yesterday, not long ago, I watched a video. I think it might have been this morning. You saw Tom Lemons. Tom Lemons got attacked this morning by Biden people. You'll never get attacked here by Trump people. Trump people don't attack people. They try to convince them and bring them to the light and tell them the truth.
It really has no right to convince them, but at least they have tried.
We're going to sit over by the radio station table, maybe chit-chat with some folks, refresh the studio. Let's turn the camera around so you can see my ugly mug. Boink. There we go. I'm going to head back to the Patriot Nation radio table. Hang out there for a few minutes. Sip some coffee. And try to get a couple people to come around. They wanted to advertise a couple of things, election night parties that are happening here in the Spring Hill area, gigantic election night parties in three or four different locations. It's going to be fun. Have you ever seen anything like this in your life, sweetheart?
No, this is a very big turnout, and for any president, no, I have not.
There goes my brother.
My brother-in-law's heading out for his calzones. Look at this, folks. Ready? Let's turn the camera around again real quick. This is the sidewalk I was on before. There goes my brother-in-law, John. He's heading out for his calzone. There he goes. His new truck and his Trump. Trump is my president, and that's not John. You don't have the blue flag, the back the blue flag. That's not my brother-in-law going to get his calzone, but still a cool truck.
There's so many black trucks now.
Black trucks matter.
We've got way more over here.
Yeah, the crowd got big on this side now, too, folks. They do.
Think of the guy dressed up, Bob.
I can't see. I don't have my glasses. Oh, yeah. There he is, Trump. Good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. The enthusiasm is very inspiring, ladies and gentlemen, isn't it? Look at that. We got the kids out and everything. They're witnessing history at this young time in their life. There's James Scavetta.
8 more years. A Trump forever.
And I just said, see, there goes my brother-in-law going to get his calzone.
There it is, the Spartan.
How's it going, man? I couldn't miss it.
He made a picture. He worked all night. I couldn't miss
it.
Of course not.
How's it going?
That's my rug rat.
Of course
you said. Say cheese right here. Warriors are out, folks. The Warriors,
yeah.
Trump Warriors are here. Yeah,
Empire
Trump's back. Hey, Spartan,
yes,
my son said Empire Trump's back.
Yes. This is Sparta.
You know. Look at this, folks. This is incredible. Let's see. I'm going to sit down here. Ooh, they got the baked beans. Let's sit down here. I got to refresh this to get my studio back.
That has a kick to it.
Here we are. I'm
going
to eat this hot dog. Refresh my studio. Uh-oh. I can't get myself pulled in here. Look at this stuff. Incredible stuff. Can you play some more music? All right, and we're here at the Trump caravan and rally. We're having fun. There is probably 500 people here.
At least
500 people. 100 vehicles or more with Trump flags and signs, and I got no napkin and mustard everywhere. Holy moly. Good.
Hey, Dad, I have a question.
Yes, Mason.
You're saying as if Biden becomes president, right? Since Trump only got 4 years, would he be able to rerun?
I think so, yes. I think he can run again if he loses. But he's eligible for 4 more years. That would be a question for my serious constitutional folks, but we can find it in the Constitution right here. I believe there's been presidents that in the past. We got some bikers passing by. I gotta find Allison. She wants to advertise her.
Oh, where's your party?
Her party. The camera's facing that way. She wanted to advertise.
The whole Asian community.
God knows Trump.
Right over here, huh?
Right here.
Awesome. I don't know if it's picking up here. Allison, if you're there, please come to my table.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Latinos for Trump, women for Trump, Asians for Trump, Vietnamese for Trump, everybody for Trump here, Jewish folks, Catholic folks. I'm sure there's a few Muslim folks here too, somewhere in the crowd.
You name it, they're here.
We are a non-discriminatory group of folks. Please join us and feel what unity and patriotism feels like.
Everyone's welcome.
Everyone welcome.
I gotta start dancing.
I gotta find Elizabeth Doolittle.
I just want to show you now all the different cultures.
Yeah. We need Elizabeth Doolittle to come to our table
media makes everybody think that they don't, we don't like each other.
It's amazing how big this turnout is. And the rain held up.
Hey, Mom, play with me.
Yeah, no fun.
We're not getting fried, yeah?
Hey, they lost my phone. I'm trying to charge it.
Together. It's at 14. It was at 11. It's charging.
I want to be back. It's going to take it back down.
But this charger is literally huge.
So, folks, the fine folks at Weeki Wachee came out here when I set up my booth. And they came over and they took a picture of my booth and my banner. And they sent it to the powers that be, who said I could stay. And they left me hooked up to their power. What great people. That was awesome that they let me do that so that we can continue to broadcast this fine fiesta right here from the Weeki Wachee State Park parking lot. Hundreds of patriotic Americans have come out to join this party. You can see on the live feed here, it's poking out there. Okay, I just got a message from, who is that? I got to see here. Let's send a message here. I am... Where am I? On the very...
The actual entrance to the building. You get your cells on soon.
They're probably delivered here, John.
Another piece of cattle.
When you go get yours?
He goes. I'm funny because the pizza guy comes to the house. I said, you know, I'm going to wear my Spider-Man outfit. So I wear my Spider-Man outfit. He comes. I open up the door.
Freedom, folks.
We're
I didn't get to share the show anywhere, nothing. Yeah. Who knows? People are watching. One person watching now. Hey, Christine, come on down to the Weeki Wachee Sprint.
I had an SUV with a side rail. Right rail on top. He goes, hey, Spidey, get on. I was holding onto his truck, driving down the road, going after the dog, passing all the kids that were trick-or-treating. Spidey was hanging on the side of the truck, going after his dog. So I grabbed the dog, and as I'm walking back, people are at a party down the block. Say, oh, it's Spider-Man. And it's not saying Spider-Man, Spider-Man. You know, I'm saying, like, Chris, great. Yeah. And I'll tell you, Halloween was awesome.
Yeah, ours was too, because we went walking through this complex, and they were handing out jello shots, all different houses.
No, but I mean, we had the whole neighborhood, our neighborhood.
In the light, finally?
Yeah, we had everybody's at Brady's house, and we were all dressed up, people coming, cars. You know, I did my Spider-Man routine out in the front yard. You know, Nico did his thing with his, you know, stuff, and kids were coming out. It was just awesome. It was probably one of the best Halloweens I had in a while. And I had nobody else. I can't leave my garbage here.
I just killed three of their shifts. No! Yes.
Oh, folks, you're here. Oh, you're not here. Get here. It's fun. We're having a good time.
Seems like it's going to rain soon.
Well, they're right near the park, right by the entrance to the water park near somebody. This person I'm talking to. No, I do not see you. No, wave, come on. Coming out, John.
Yeah, it was fun.
quite a showing out here of people.
Yeah, I got some response on Facebook with our videos.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Four more years is correct. With this enthusiasm, I don't see anything else.
Yeah, you might nothing be the first president to go 8 more years.
I think for sure he would get, if people would vote for him again. Unprecedented third term. There's no...
If he was another 10 years younger, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody said, you know what?
He is. It's called Todd Jr.
He's done so great, but he isn't.
I don't know if
you all have ever heard of Regis Davis.
Not offhand.
He made a song about the Trump train with Johnny Cash music.
Awesome. I might have seen it. I see so much stuff. I'm trying to locate some of it. No, I missed that one. Who's this again?
Regis Davis.
Regis Davis. We're going to get a copy of that song here, folks. And we will play it live. We'll try to get it live right now.
Hopefully it fits to you.
It should. We're trying to get some folks here. They want to advertise their party, their election night party at their restaurant. Having an amazing party for the president. So come on down, folks. I'm trying to get this nice lady here to advertise her. I didn't see it. Yep. Oh, no, that's my receipt from my hot dogs. It'll just take a second because it's a long video. It'll take a few minutes to actually load, probably. All right, hopefully we can get the nice lady here. Let's get Chris over here. Look at that one.
Hey, look at that one. It's
right there, full of different things.
Nice.
Man, there goes my boss. Flag's going. Hey, my dispatch boss. She is. She is going. Right?
Everybody's out here. It's amazing. Look at this.
Oh, I like that flag.
Yeah, there's two flags that I fly at my house. American flag on top. Then I got a flag that's got God, guns, and Trump.
There you go.
The Trump flag is going to be sacred like the American flag. It hits the floor. You got to do a ceremony, burn it. The crowds.
They're in the wrong spot,
Mark.
The whole crowd is down that way.
Yeah, I didn't know. It was explained that they were coming here, and they did, but it's all on the sidewalk. I had to stay out of the way where I had power, also.
Enjoy.
It's incredible. Thanks. If I get the song, I'll try to play it before my broadcast ends.
Yeah.
This is genius. That's why I went down there. I got a few folks that are supposed to come here and talk about their election night party, but hello, how are you? 4 more years. Patriot Nation Radio, welcome. Grab a card and tune in. Thank you so much. 4 more years, it's amazing. Isn't this amazing? Have you ever seen any enthusiasm like this in your life?
My mother-in-law is 96 years old.
God bless her.
And she lives down in Palm Harbor with her sister, independently.
Tell them on here. Speak right into the thing.
My mother-in-law is 96 years old. She lives down in Palm Harbor. Yesterday we were going out to dinner, and we went down 19 and Nebraska and saw the flag waving there. Probably 100 people there at least, and she was in awe. She's never seen anything like that. This afternoon, we took her to Bingo in Dunedin. Then coming home, we encountered another caravan, and we couldn't see the end of the line. And it was just awesome. And I said to her, in all your years, have you ever seen a presidential election like this? And she said, I have never seen anything like this in my life.
96 years old, never seen anything like it in her life. This is incredible enthusiasm. Thank you so much, sir. Hopefully you can tune into my show Thursday nights, 8 o'clock p.m. Thank you so much. God bless America. Thank you for coming out to this amazing event. Good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. 96 years old and never seen anything like this before in her life. God bless America. Oh, someone's on the line. Let's see what we got. Maybe bring them in. I love callers.
Hello?
Hello, you're live on Patriot Nation Radio. What's happening? Hello. You are live. They said hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Okay.
We are live on Patriot Nation Radio.
You.
All right. I am. There's an electronic sign. It's orange. It says park closed. I'm right next to it on the sidewalk, right in front of the fountain for Wiki Wachi.
Okay, so you're inside. You're not out by the street.
Right, I'm inside the parking lot because I found the power source and I'm plugged in.
I'll be there in a minute.
You see the orange sign
right
here?
There.
All right, excellent.
I'll go in there. I'll be right there. Okay.
All right, we're gonna have an interview. Thank you so much. I'll see you in a minute. Ladies and gentlemen. Bob Lemons is just rolling up here, too. He's right here. Maybe you might have to let Tom have a seat here in a second. Sit in that one so you can get on camera with me. Why, yes, you can sit in that chair. He's coming over now. Woo, look at that one. Nice. What is it, the hot dog? Oh, the beans. My wife's eating the beans right here. I had a couple of hot dogs. Pretty delicious. Folks, they got music, hot dogs, baked beans. We got the whole shenanigans going on down here. And Trump flags as far as the eye can see. Come on down. The enthusiasm is amazing. It's nothing like a Biden rally where they attack you. Ask Tom. He's coming up right now. Babe, let Tom have a seat right there, son. Sit in that chair. Thanks, buddy. This is my son. He's doing great. Come in a little closer, sweetheart.
Hey, everyone. Yeah,
we're live right here.
Where's the camera? Which camera you have?
This one, that's the camera right
that's
there.
That's the camera? Okay. So,
come close, Mr. Vito.
So, yeah, we were, well, I guess you saw the video this morning.
I watched the video, yeah.
Spring Tom Lemon. How you doing? Springo driving US 19 this morning. Somebody let me know, gave me a little tip, said, come down and check this out. There's some Biden support, so I came down. Just wanted to check it out, maybe talk to a few people. And as some of you saw, if you saw the video on my Facebook, it's on Thomas Lemon, L-E-M-O-N-S, if you want to see that video. It is. It was pretty astounding to see how they reacted to just a simple question of, you know, can you tell me why you like Joe Biden? Just answer that. But, well, I got attacked.
The one lady swung a flagpole at him. It's amazing. And they just go, we're not allowed to talk to you. Well, did they ever tell you why they're not allowed to talk to you?
Well, one of the ladies overheard her say, she came up and whispered to one of the ladies, the attorney told us we can't talk to anyone. So I don't know who the attorney is. That's just something. I don't know what that was. But I wasn't allowed to talk to them.
It's pretty crazy. One lady had a Black Lives Matter sign, you know, and we already know what they stand for. Antifa and Black Lives Matter have stated they're going to come to, if you have an American flag, they're going to come burn your house down. So, folks, we went and got a big flag pole, and we raised the American flag, and right now it flies the Trump flag until Election Day, and then the American flag goes back up.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, I think this country, people need to know this country is, we are on the verge of either total collapse or complete and total success. So, I mean, 4 more years of Trump would turn this country into just that shining light on the hill, right? I mean, it was what it would be again. And we're already there, but it could be taken away very easily.
I think what they need to do, too, maybe is legislate something that if the media tells bull crap and they get caught, they got to report the truth and retract the statement publicly. As hard as they told the lie, they need to tell the truth. Or they need to be held accountable with fines or something so that the news can get back to telling the truth and people can make their decisions for themselves when they're faced with the facts and not the opinion spin that is mainstream media today.
Right,
you know?
Right. And it's only emboldened by the big tech companies like Twitter and Facebook and those
Google.
Guys are just allowing it. Yeah. I mean, no, there's no accountability at all. It's all gone. So
New York Post breaks the Biden story. It's front page news in Serbia, Australia, Germany, but in America,
it's
no page
right.
news.
Right.
You can't even find it. If you find it, it's like next to the obituaries. You know,
it's Russian disinformation, right?
You know, yeah. It's Russian disinformation campaign against. You know, it's a vast right wing conspiracy.
Okay. It cut off. I'm going to go get me some barbecue.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, I'll go watch it later when you get the time to home.
All right, the live feed is cut off, folks. And the radio show is about. Thanks, Tom.
Nice to meet you.
I'm going
to
link this back on. Here comes our friend. She's going to be promoting her event there. Yeah. But it died. It died before. I didn't know the battery was dying. I would have stuck it on the charger. But maybe now we can get another live feed going and get the advertisement for the election party. Election night party.
Here I am. Now.
You made it.
Have you?
Wow, that's weird. It's 47% and it died. Oh, look, I'm live on the phone. I can hear myself.
You're
live. Have a seat.
Okay.
That's great. See, it works, ladies and gentlemen. We are live on the radio.
Right. A minute.
So it's probably a real horrible echo, so turn the volume down.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I can shut this. I'll be back.
My live feed died. Yeah, what a bummer. But we're live on the radio. You hear that echo?
Oh, I know. I'm on the telephone.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up.
There you go. There's our studio. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Tell folks who you are, what's going on, and where the party is.
Okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Allie Benson, and we are having a party at the Sunset Grill on Election Eve. It's from 6 o'clock till we win.
So they'll be there at least until January 19th.
Yes, sir.
Partying their balls off.
We're never leaving. You can't beat it. It's $24 a person.
There you go, $24, and you'll be there for a month and a half.
And the natural. She said inverted.
You know, no, that's not true, folks. Don't
I know, that's
that.
A joke. No, and the bar closes. The bar closes at 2.
Our friend Robert Christian, the Spartan man, is here. He's walking around. I seen him. Did you see him? He's walking around.
Oh, yes, I saw him. He's walking around.
You got Spartans. You got warriors.
Yep.
So I had Wikiwachi come out here before when I was setting up. And they looked at my stuff, and they took pictures of my booth here.
Oh, cool.
And let me stay.
Awesome. That's a good deal.
So we're at the grill.
I was, like, right there. At the, when you, right there. And
right.
Then I said, right across from there. Then I walked, when you said the entrance, I was like, is there another entrance? I walked all the way down that way.
The entrance
and then,
to the water.
I know. I walked all the way down that way. That's what I was like, the kayaks? I was like, oh, my God, I got one hell of a walk in. I had...
So we got a lot of enthusiasm out here, and the Election Day party is where?
It's at the Sunset Grill at 6 o'clock on Shoreline Boulevard from 6 o'clock till 2 a.m.
I'm probably going to the Drunken Mullet right from this because our friend
yeah.
John and Dory own the Drunken Mullet, and we like and our friend
yeah,
cooks
that's,
there.
That's right there. Go right across the Drunken Mullet. It's right there.
Our friend cooks there, and our friend's son is the dishwasher there, so we
yeah.
like the Drunken Mullet.
Yeah.
But we like the Sunset Grill, too. We've been there. What did we do last time there? Somebody had a birthday party. Our friend Rick Nine had his birthday party there.
Oh,
he
well,
owns
then.
Rick's Riverside Repair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had his birthday party there.
Well, that's a good thing, yeah. And this it has the inside, it has outside, as we have the DJ, you can play pool.
It's
and
a nice place.
And the $24 includes all the food. It doesn't include, we have cupcakes and champagne, but if you want alcohol, then it's extra.
The caravan's still rolling in, apparently, here. More cars pulling up.
Of course. Oh, we have to get more video, honey.
It's incredible what's happening here. So come down to the Sunset Grill Election Night. What time does it start?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock p.m. Shoreline Boulevard right here in Hernando County, Hernando Beach. If you've never been to Hernando Beach, guess what? There's really no beach. You go out to Pine Island.
And we're selling the tickets earlier. So if you want tickets, contact my cell phone at 352-251-6176. And I will meet you and get your tickets before the event.
Will you have day of event ticket sales at the door if there's any left?
If there's any left. We're trying to do it ahead so we're sure that we have plenty of food at the restaurant.
The police aren't going to give us any trouble. They know that we back the police. They probably don't want you out on the median. So don't go out on the median. We have, I guess these are the Vietnamese, Bianca?
Yes, the
Vietnamese we have
yep.
here. We have Latinos for Trump, women
yep.
for Trump, honkies
for
Trump.
Yep.
Plenty of honkies out here. You know why I can say honky? Because I'm a honky.
Because you're a honky. That's right. Yes.
You know? So.
You can always say it.
Honk for Trump, too.
And
right.
We honk for Trump.
We're honkies. We're honkers.
Well, there we got another guy that's still rolling in, folks. You're around. Come on down. This is amazing stuff. Thank you so much
thank
for coming,
you.
Allison.
Thank you so God much.
Bless
thank
you. Thanks for all your hard work and trumping for Trump.
Oh, yeah.
For Trump.
Trump,
getting
Trump,
the message
Trump.
Out. What are we all going to do after Tuesday when it's all over?
Well, first I'm going to sleep for a little while.
I think we should have a gigantic Patriot barbecue somewhere, like Coos Lake Park or something.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, I am having a party at my house on the 14th.
Okay, well, send me an invite. I don't know what it is.
I can give you an invite.
You're having fun, folks.
Yeah, we're good.
I got an invite.
No,
oh, we don't have no video. Hey, come down to Spring Hill. There'll be plenty of beer and food for everyone.
We're having Barefoot Bob and the Hope.
Oh, we know Barefoot. My friend George plays bass.
Oh,
he was in my AC/DC tribute band that I was in with my friend Ray. Hopefully, Ray's watching. His wife was listening before.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
we
they'll be at my house on the 14th, but that's the party.
Barefoot Bob, really good. If you have not heard Barefoot Bob and the Hope.
Everybody's welcome to the Sunset Grill. My house is limited invite.
He used to be the Bob Hope Band, but I think there was some kind of copyright infringement or something with the name Bob Hope Band. I don't know why he had to change it to Barefoot Bob, but it's the same band. If you remember Bob Hope Band, it's Barefoot Bob and the Hope.
That's it. All right,
take care. Sunset Grill,
so
take care.
Thank
God bless.
So
take care. Grab a card. Be sure to grab a card over here.
Okay. I didn't know if you got tickets yet.
No, I don't have tickets. So I don't know if I have money.
Oh, come on now.
You know, that's $75. You know, we have to see. But that's why I was asking if you had day of
event tickets available, because I have Tuesday will come. I go, okay, look, we can go.
Well, you know, Richard, try to get all done as early as you can. But if you were in, if you said you, I'll put two or three aside for you.
Sorry, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But just let me know, and because we try not to have one more thing to do that day. Sorry.
Right,
and I
right.
have to, you know, pole wash or whatever.
I think I'll be able to. I'm waiting for a few bills to clear and see what the checking account looks like, and then
I, you know.
Just,
tomorrow or whatever. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye.
Hey. Hello, how are you?
Hey.
How can I help you? Welcome to the show. Patriot Nation Radio Live.
Me, not talking English. Okay, little only. Me, I look at the one fire on my car.
Susan's Trump Country, right down on 19. But they're closed right now.
Okay.
Closed.
Tomorrow,
open at
19?
Yeah, at the Town Square Mall. Susan's Trump Country Store.
Okay.
I don't know Spanish. I don't have a pen.
That's literally your invitation.
Oh, they forgot their flag. Hold on, let me see it.
You can't use your invitation.
See that lady right there? That's her flag. You can ask her if you can have it.
Yeah,
that's her flag. She just left it here. You can ask her if you can have it. Let's go ask. Come on, so let's go ask. We're going to go ask this nice lady if this gentleman can have her flag for his car. Yeah, but I'll run. All right, watch this. This is how folks that love President Trump. Hey, you forgot this flag over there? But hey, I got a gentleman there. See that gentleman right there? He's a Spanish guy. He doesn't speak any English.
Okay.
And he wants a Trump flag so bad for his car.
Okay, that's mine.
Oh, you guys didn't leave that there?
I did. It's mine. I'm wearing it.
I was wondering if maybe, as great Trump people, he could take it and put it on his car.
I can't. Stop. No. I had to work. I have no place.
Oh, man. Oh, well. This isn't a live video. This is a live call. Oh, well. They would love to, but they can't.
We were on the motorcycle, and I left the bike flight at home. So I had to work and we could take the bus
there. He don't speak English. I don't know how to tell him where to go to buy some. It's not her flag. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
10 a.m. How do you say 10 in Spanish, Mason? Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. Diez, good morning.
Oh.
I know they sell them at the flea market.
Yeah, Susan's Trump Country.
Well, she's expensive. She actually rips everybody off. You need to go to Howard's Flea Market or Airport Flea Market.
All the flea markets.
Sometimes they charge too much money. And everybody says on the go back to a price. You can go to the. I got my half of. Well, this I got from Trump. But I can get a half of $5.
No.
I can get shirt flags for $5. I got shirts for $5.
Right. Well, if you're going to the flea markets, they're selling cheap at all the flea markets. Airport flea market, those yellow and
Howard flea market.
It's down the road here, right?
Yeah, that's up there.
The Hawaii.
19. Howard flea market, but it's maybe.
Omasasa.
Oh, okay.
But airport flea market's on Spring Hill Drive. Down by 41.
They're
closed,
Harry.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm sorry, Mr. King, just a little. Trump 2020.
Trump 2020, thank you.
I give this to you if it was mine, but it's not mine. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
God bless. Have a great night, folks.
Okay.
Oh, where at? Okay, folks, we're going to do Pledge of Allegiance and everything over here, so let's get the crew together. All All right, let's see. My wife over here, did they go over to that spot, ladies and gentlemen? They're going to be doing the national anthem and the... I got to get this live feed going again. Oh, the police are rolling in. They got their sirens and their lights going. Oh, shit. I don't know where my wife and son... There goes my son. Here we go. I got to get this live feed going. There's, that looks like... Is that you, Chris? Yes, indeed. Hit. You got to come over to my table. My live feed ends at 5:30 on the radio to advertise whatever you got to advertise. You want to advertise more stuff.
Okay.
Dang it. Where did my wife and kid go? Patriot Nation Radio Live.
Yes, we will be a communist country.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be into it. You know what it's like to be communist.
Yeah.
Never.
No,
never.
It's slowly going that way, and that's what Hitler said.
And that's why we're here.
Yeah, slowly started it.
We are live, getting ready to do the national anthem. We got the police are here, supporting our rally. Pretty incredible what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. Patriot Nation Radio Live. Patriot Nation Radio Live. James Cavetta live on Patriot Nation Radio.
Hey, Marcus, history in the making right here.
Is this amazing?
This is unbelievable. It was so long ahead, I ran out of the door. I couldn't get the rest of the video. Fantastic.
I saw my son and wife running around over here. I can't find them right now.
I haven't seen them. I was down that end for a while.
They're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Where are they doing it at? All right, we're going over by the Army truck for the Pledge of Allegiance. We got the Latinos for Trump here. We got Vietnamese for Trump. We got everybody for Trump here. It's incredible stuff, folks. I've never seen anything like this in my life. This is absolutely incredible. Patriot Nation Radio Live. Why do you like Donald Trump?
Just bring back police. Can't leave police.
There you go. Hey, guys, we back to blue.
Yeah.
Woo. There goes our friends over there, the police force.
We don't need to be locked down for more years.
No masks.
No
and
masks.
The mask mandates. Look at all the masks on these people, huh? What's happening?
Donald Trump is my president and part of the U.S. Army. I support him 100%.
God bless you. Thank you for your service, young man. Thank you. Going to be doing the national anthem over here. In a few minutes, I lost my... Oh, there's my wife. Hi, honey. Be careful, Mason, walking on the side of the road. This is a highway.
He's on my side. You had him on the roadside here before.
You don't want to get blessed.
Okay. Sweetheart, they're doing a national anthem over here in a minute at this Army truck. They'll find one. I'm going to migrate down there real quick.
Somebody
called the cops.
They got you.
Everybody
walked
out. Yeah, you can't be in the median. Oh. Incredible stuff happening here. James, I like James' flag behind me. Let's turn the camera around this way now.
This is incredible enthusiasm like never before seen.
Oh, there I am. Ugly as hell. Why did that happen? I don't want to see me. Oh, there we go. Ooh, don't get run over. We don't want to get flattened for Trump.
Not get flattened for Trump. Look at the support out here on the roof. Look at that. Going to be trying to get the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance down here.
Here's the support, ladies and gentlemen. This is amazing enthusiasm. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. We're getting near the end of the line here. The line is long. And a lot of people went home already.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. It's a lot of 150 people went home already, folks. So. I know the cops are out there, but can I do this real fast? Ooh, look at that. Incredible. Hello. Say hi. I got my live feed going again.
Oh, you got a caller? Sorry.
My crowd's a little small. I know the policemen have never seen nothing like this. This morning at the Biden rally, our friend Tom Lemons was actually physically attacked by Biden psychopaths. I think he's going to give him a ticket. We back to blue. They seem to give us a hard time. You know what I mean?
This is what compliance with the police looks like, though, folks. Watch out for them transfers. I told you, you know where you get a couple of transfers, you'll wear shoes everywhere you go. All right, looks like you're just getting a warning. Not giving a hard time. We'll see here in a second.
My wife doesn't remember you meeting us at the Cruise Lake Park a couple years ago.
Right.
Had a silver Dakota with a truck stickers on there.
I have no memory. And you got that on your head. I don't...
go.
No, this
go
is good right
them.
Here. No, I don't have to help them. Let's see. It looks like they might be getting a ticket for blocking traffic. Can't stop in the middle of a highway. We're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem over here.
We got the police pulled over one of our finest patrons.
Oh, where are you
going? Oh, they're pulling us over now.
They're pulling them over.
They're pulling us over now here.
Right.
You got to stay within the bounds of the law, folks, when you're doing this stuff. They break the law, they're going to pull you over and give you a ticket. It's just the way it is, you know? Here we go. Come on, we're going to do the next. Come on, mate. I don't know if I can get you on my back, but you can try. I can't hold on to you.
I know.
Wrap your legs.
Oh.
Hey, look, it's Trump. The president made it. Hey, Prez, what's happening? Patriot Nation Radio Live.
What's up, America?
Keep America great. All right, mate, you're going to have to get off my neck. Get off my neck. Mace, I got to record this.
I'm not on the
United States of America. Incredible stuff. An honor to be a part of it. We got 6 minutes left in our live radio broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Audrey. Our friend Audrey. Belted out the national anthem. I got 5 minutes left in the show.
Nice.
We did great. It's amazing stuff, ladies and gentlemen. That's Chris right there. She had a big hand in organizing all this. What a turnout. Amazing stuff.
It's great to see everybody get united and we're going to be our president for 4 more years.
Woo! We had Latinos and Vietnamese and everybody for Trump. Uh-oh, what happened? Did they get attacked by ants? Holy moly, ants. So I got ants on me?
No, you don't understand. It's really bad. We got really bad. I need you to stop this.
All right, folks. We got to sign off. God bless America. Here it is. Peace.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come on, grab your stuff. Run, run. Get off the sidewalk. I see the ants all over the sidewalk.
Hey, come on.
You guys made it.
You're leaving already?
Yeah,
I just got here. I had to wait for Leslie to get off work.
All right. We're going down to the mullet now. Wait, that's Walgreens. Yeah, we're going over to the mullet. Bianca just got attacked. Just got attacked by ants. I got to go over there. We're over here somewhere. Oh, look, they're all over me, too. Look at this. That was pretty amazing, huh? What a turnout. I don't know. Tom Lennon's got attacked this morning by him over at the waterfall.
I know. He got attacked by him?
One lady swung her flagpole at his head. Damn, these freaking ants are all over these shoes. They must have been standing on an anthill. I'll talk to you soon. Oh, it's jammed. Where'd they go? I was holding your shoes and they were all over.
They're on my pants! They're on my pants!
Open this door.
I'm getting a towel off my waist. Oh my god! Take my pants off, pants off.
Get them off. Oh, I got water over. Well, you heard it here, folks. Wife and son attacked by fire ants. Good night, and God bless America. Have a great night. Thank you for tuning in. It has been an amazing, amazing show here at the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until we meet again, Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Thanks. Good night. And may God bless you. Peace. Come on. Good night and God bless America. Run. You guys left all your mess over here, you know.